Walk into any corporate headquarters and you'll likely find strategic plans gathering dust, transformation initiatives that fizzled after the kickoff meeting, and employees who've grown cynical about the latest change program. The statistics are sobering. Roughly 70% of organizational transformations fail to achieve their objectives. This isn't due to lack of intelligence or effort. It's because change is fundamentally misunderstood. Most leaders approach transformation as a management problem, requiring better planning and execution. But here's the truth. Change is primarily a leadership challenge that demands addressing both rational structures and emotional resistance. The difference between companies that successfully reinvent themselves and those that collapse isn't luck. It's understanding that transformation follows predictable patterns, and failure stems from equally predictable errors. The deadliest threat to transformation isn't active resistance, it's the comfortable numbness of complacency. Picture a pharmaceutical company where performance slides, customers complain, and the press writes damaging stories, yet management meetings carefully sidestep real problems. Everyone acknowledges issues exist, but responsibility always lies elsewhere. This is organizational quicksand, and change initiatives sink rapidly here. Complacency persists for surprisingly rational reasons. Luxurious headquarters signal success rather than urgency, performance standards set low enough to meet easily, functional silos where finance people only talk to finance people, never hearing customer frustrations directly, planning systems designed for achievability rather than stretch, feedback mechanisms that shield employees from external reality, cultures where bearers of bad news get shot, and perhaps most powerfully, senior management's relentless happy talk that creates false security even as the ground shifts beneath everyone's feet. Without genuine urgency, transformation efforts become polite exercises that everyone participates in half-heartedly while protecting their real interests. No leader can overcome organizational inertia alone. Successful transformation requires a guiding coalition, combining four elements: position power, enough key players that others can't block progress, expertise, diverse perspectives for informed decisions, credibility, respected voices people trust, and proven leadership capacity. This coalition must exclude those with overwhelming egos that poison trust, while sometimes including reluctant players whose influence makes them too important to leave out. It's not about assembling yes-men. It's about creating a team with sufficient power, knowledge, respect, and ability to overcome the status quo. After establishing urgency and assembling a powerful coalition, clarify where you're headed. Many transformations stumble here, substituting detailed plans for genuine vision. An effective vision paints a compelling future that appeals to stakeholders, stretches capabilities without seeming impossible, provides focused guidance while allowing flexibility, and can be communicated in 5 minutes or less. One company described its vision as becoming less like an elephant and more like a customer-friendly Tyrannosaurus Rex. Those 16 words communicated more about balancing scale with speed and agility than pages of strategic documentation ever could. Vision demands relentless communication through every channel. Executives spending hundreds of hours developing vision often expect instant understanding, overlooking employees' processing time. Successful communication requires simplicity, accessible metaphors, multiple channels, constant repetition, and leaders who walk the talk. When behavior contradicts words, employees believe the behavior. Powerful communication means nothing if structural barriers prevent action. Four obstacles undermine empowerment: misaligned structures, skill deficiencies, contradictory systems, and command and control supervisors. An Australian financial services firm communicated a customer-focused vision brilliantly, yet strong functional silos made delivering new products impossible. Worse are systems contradicting stated vision. One manager discovered performance evaluations ignored customer focus. Compensation rewarded avoiding mistakes rather than driving change, and promotions had limited connection to transformation goals. While you can't fix every inconsistency immediately, major systemic barriers demand direct action. Most challenging are supervisors who disempower employees with phrases like, "We've tried that before," and "Check with me first," deeply ingrained habits reinforced by past success. Major transformations require credible short-term wins to sustain momentum. One division president led an ambitious 3-year change initiative with bold vision and extensive communication, launching new products and implementing training programs. Despite these efforts, the transformation collapsed when he was fired in year 4. His critical mistake? Insufficient attention to short-term results. Without demonstrable performance improvements within 6 to 18 months, stakeholders grow skeptical, and most people need convincing evidence that change efforts are paying off. Effective short-term wins must be visible, unambiguous, and clearly connected to the transformation. Predicted cost reductions materializing on schedule, cycle time improvements, or positive external recognition. These wins provide evidence that sacrifices are worthwhile, reward change agents, help refine vision through feedback, undermine cynics, keep senior leaders supportive, and build momentum by converting fence sitters into supporters. Successful transformations don't leave wins to chance. They deliberately plan and execute for visible results, systematically generating credibility-building victories that prove the vision isn't just inspiring rhetoric, but a pathway to tangible improvement. An aerospace division achieved 62% revenue growth and 76% net income increase over 5 years through innovation. When the general manager retired, new product success plummeted within 2 years. The changes were never anchored in the division's culture. Culture exerts powerful influence because individuals are selected for cultural fit. Hundreds reinforce the same norms, and most influence happens unconsciously, like fish in water. Culture consists of norms and shared values operating outside awareness through promotions, sanctions, and daily reinforcement. When new practices conflict with existing culture, the challenge becomes enormous. One company founded in 1928 developed deep risk aversion shaped by the Great Depression. When markets demanded more risk-taking in the late 1980s, management took 6 critical steps, demonstrating how improvements linked to new practices, acknowledging the old culture's historical value while explaining current limitations, offering attractive early retirement, ensuring new hires weren't screened using old criteria, avoiding promoting anyone who didn't appreciate new practices, and selecting leaders without Depression-era values. Despite popular theories suggesting culture change should come first, experience shows the opposite. Culture cannot be directly manipulated. It changes only after you've successfully altered people's actions, after new behaviors produce benefits over time, and after people see the connection between actions and performance. This is why transformation requires all 8 stages, takes considerable time, and demands leadership from many people, not just the executive suite. Creating urgency requires bold moves. Selling luxurious headquarters, setting ambitious targets, or bringing in consultants to force uncomfortable conversations. Smart leaders sometimes create artificial crises, deliberately revealing hidden problems or cleaning up balance sheets to show actual losses. Organizations often avoid confronting blockers due to guilt, politics, or strong short-term results. Honest dialogue proves most effective. Clearly explaining the situation, vision, needed assistance, and time frame, then asking how they can contribute. Transformation demands persistent attention to both quick wins and long-term culture shifts. Leaders must balance celebrating progress with maintaining urgency. Declaring victory too early is a common failure. Successful transformations use early wins as springboards for tackling bigger problems, bringing in additional change agents and expanding initiatives. Organizations institutionalize new approaches through formal policies, visible rewards for transformation behaviors, sufficient time for practices to become habitual, and careful succession planning, ensuring new leaders genuinely embrace the transformed culture. Organizations that thrive through disruption distribute leadership throughout the enterprise rather than concentrating it at the top. Leadership isn't an innate gift. It's developed through lifelong learning. Consider Manny. At 40, he seemed a cautious, unremarkable manager. 9 years later, he ran a $600 million business through major transformation by embracing risk-taking, humble self-reflection, and genuine listening. Small learning differences compound dramatically. Imagine twin sisters at 30 with identical skills. One grows capabilities by 6% annually, the other by 1%. By 50, the first has nearly three times her sister's career capability. The 21st century demands dynamic, non-linear careers. While initially uncomfortable, this volatility benefits those who master it. They become comfortable with change and develop greater leadership potential. Those who learn to lead transformation discover not just career advantage, but greater purpose and fulfillment. In a world where change is constant, the capacity to lead it becomes the foundation of meaningful work and lasting impact.